Job losses in Massachusetts are piling up at a record pace amid the coronavirus pandemic. In just a few weeks, almost 470,000 workers in the state have filed initial unemployment claims. That's according to new figures from the U.S. Labor Department. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports the total has passed a benchmark from the Great Recession.
3 weeks into the coronavirus crisis, there were more initial unemployment claims in Massachusetts than in the first year of the recession. The current pace of job losses is unprecedented, says Boston College economist Robert Murphy.
These are numbers that are historically huge, well out of the realm of previous experience, even experience during the Great Recession. I mean, we've never seen a surge that's happened so quickly.
Workers in some of the same industries hit by the recession are absorbing more sudden and forceful blows now. For example, hospitality jobs quickly dwindled last month as the state urged people to stay home. Then, many of the remaining jobs vanished last week when Governor Charlie Baker banned hotel bookings by anyone but essential workers and people displaced by the coronavirus.
Pretty much everybody in our hotel industry worldwide is out of business right now.
This is Tim O'Reilly, who was laid off from his job as a banquet server at the Westin Boston Waterfront. He says he's been volunteering 12 hours a day to help colleagues apply for unemployment insurance. Most are not yet receiving benefits, he says.
We're pretty darn close to devastation right now for a lot of people already.
Meanwhile, many, though certainly not all, workers in higher-paying white-collar positions are simply doing their jobs from home, their lives inconvenienced but not upended by the outbreak, at least for now. Vastly different experiences within the state workforce are laying bare racial inequalities, says Tanisha Sullivan. She's president of the NAACP Boston branch.
Individuals who are in lower wage earning positions, individuals who are part-time, individuals who are working in the gig economy, they have been most likely to be furloughed or to be laid off during this particular crisis. And disproportionately, what we find is that people of color are in those roles.
Though current unemployment trends are worse than those of the Great Recession in some ways, there are bright spots, says Aaron Dubay. He's an economist at UMass Amherst who has studied unemployment during the recession.
Most layoffs in the Great Recession were not temporary layoffs. They were permanent layoffs. This right now is a scenario where we think and hope, and I believe, the most of the layoffs will be temporary.
Temporary, but for how long? Non-essential businesses in the state must keep their physical locations closed at least until May 4th. And the Pioneer Institute, a conservative think tank in Boston, estimates almost a million people in Massachusetts could be unemployed by June. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.